Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 407. I'm David Elliott, and I forgot to think of something clever to say, so I'm just going to fart. Today, Fantastic Four, 407 from December 1995, Reunion by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. This issue features the not-so-surprising return of Reed Richards. How do we know that he's back? Well, it's right there on the cover. It says Reed Richards. He's back. And he's got a beard. Looks like a bum. Being dead does not agree with him, I suppose. So the FF of Sue, Ben, Lijah, and Christoph, along with the Submariner, wake up after apparently being incinerated by the bad guy, Hyperstorm. They look up a hill and see a group of barbarian-type people with swords and knives looking down at them. And one of them yells out, "Attack, my desert rats, attack! Slay the men, but spare the women." I guess they plan to rape the women. But he doesn't have to say that. It's implied, right? Namor recognizes the savages as hill pirates, marauders who ambush passing caravans. One of the pirates says they can sell the beauties for some horses. I assume he's talking about Sue and Lijah, and not Namor and Christoph. Although, I'm sure he could fetch a nice price for Namor, if he didn't have that ridiculous ponytail. And Christoph, too, if he could find some Catholic priest or Hollywood producers who are in the market. Of course, with the thing around, no one's getting sold or enslaved or raped, but there will be, clobbering. As Ben and the FF kick the asses of the pirates, are sure they stumbled upon a group of demons. Yes, they must be demons. And of course, they run like hell, leaving their booty behind. Ironically, they were trying to capture Sue and Lijah's booty, and Sue and Lijah ended up with their booty instead. Gold, fine silks, weapons, and a weird necklace. Christoph calls it a fine adornment, and Sue says it's not her style. Namor flies up and sees that a town ahead. They can begin their search for Reed there. And he says that, he thinks to himself, "And I pray we fail to find him. Oh, Neptune, you're such a cruel god." Is that who Namor prays to? I don't know. That's a Roman god. And Poseidon is a Greek god. I don't know who the hell Atlanteans pray to. Whoever it is, he ain't listening to Namor. Back in the lair of Hyperstorm, he's got Nathaniel Richards locked up in a glass tube, while he brags about how Nathan has failed to stop his plans, and that Dr. Doom is still his prisoner, and the FF have been sent to the distant past. He's so full of himself. He leaves the room, and Nathan says to Zarko, the Tomorrow Man, who has been working as Hyperstorm's lackey, and is now eating some fruit, "Enjoying the quick snack while the master is out, Zarko?" Zarko replies that Hyperstorm is not his master. They're more like business associates. Yeah, in the same way that Ike and Tina Turner were business associates. Zarko says he's had some bad partnerships in the past. For example, the one he had with Loki, which ended up with him trapped in the time stream almost for all eternity. He says that this time he chose a winner. This is the first time and last time anyone will ever call Hyperstorm a winner. Nathaniel calls Zarko a fool. He's just a pawn to be exploited by Hyperstorm. Meanwhile, in the other room, where Dr. Doom is busy plotting and planning his revenge against Hyperstorm, of course he has one problem. He's being held in a status chamber, frozen, unable to move. Back in the past, the FF have found some local clothing to make themselves more presentable as they head through the town. Sue looks at Namor and thinks he looks noble and handsome in this Arabic-type sultan garb he's wearing. Yes, Namor runs around in nothing but a skimpy green bathing suit, and Sue's only thinking about Reed. Namor puts on an outfit that covers every inch of his body except his face, and now she's getting turned on. This is a weird woman. Lijah, meanwhile, puts on a skimpy little outfit, and Ben's like, "Hubba hubba," thinking that Johnny was a fool for letting her get away. And now, she's a free agent just like him. Yeah, you keep dreaming, Ben. You're gonna have to pray to Neptune, Poseidon, and every other god that ever existed if you want a piece of that ass. So the gang heads into a pub, where people are drinking and laughing and frolicking with wenches. They split up, and they work the room, trying to get information they can about Reed. Sue starts flirting with some guy, asking him if he's seen a smart stranger in town. Namor is not pleased to be seeing Sue flirting with some dude. The man tells Sue there is a mad hermit who lives in the hills south of the city. that might fit her description. Some other dude in the bar, a guy with an eye patch and a handlebar mustache, turns out he's also looking for a man. No surprise there. And the man he's looking for sounds like the man Sue is talking about. He thinks to himself that he must alert his master, Artabazus. The hill pirates are also in the bar, talking about having lost their booty. One of them recognizes the thing, and he whips out his sword, and a bar fight breaks out. Back in Hyperstorm Citadel, Zarko is alone with the captive Dr. Doom, who's strapped up in the air, with a device that's supposed to be scrambling his brain, but Christoph turned it off. And Zarko is taunting him a little. He's like, "How's it hanging? And is everything cool and comfy up there?" But then Zarko looks into Dr. Doom's eyes, and then suddenly, this gives Dr. Doom a chance to take over his brain. I didn't realize that Dr. Doom was a straight-up telepath like that. But anyway, he's got control over Zarkov's brain, and he says, "Now is the time to get revenge on Hyperstorm." The bar fight is over, and as you can imagine, the FF did rather well. A local army/police force arrives, and the FF decide to exit out the back door, even though there is no back door. So Sue rams the wall with a force field and creates the back door herself, and they head out into the street. Ben grabs this guy riding by on a horse and carriage, and he yanks the dude off. They toss him a bag of gold coins, and the FF ride away from the attacking troops. Back in New York, we see something we have never seen in 407 issues. A member of the Fantastic Four is riding the subway. Usually, they have their own planes, they have the Fantastic Car, they have the money to take a taxi. But here, Johnny Storm is on the subway. I guess at this point, he's not a member of the FF. I guess the Fantastic Four doesn't have much of a travel budget. Which is weird because Johnny Storm, as the Human Torch, can fly. He also owns his own sports car, or cars. He's thinking to himself that he's enjoying riding the subway. Even the Human Torch needs some quiet time. Yeah, that's the thing I love the most about the New York City subway. The peace and quiet. Johnny gets off the subway and calls up FF headquarters on a payphone. And Scott Lang answers and tells Johnny that the FF went on a mission to find Reed and Dr. Doom. Johnny freaks out. "They went after Reed and Doom without me?" Which is weird because hasn't Sue been obsessed with looking for Reed for like a couple years now, even before Johnny quit? He should figure that's what they're going to be doing. He flames on and he flies back to FF headquarters. Back in the past, the FF and Namor come across a makeshift hydroelectric generator built on this small creek. They know that no one here in the past has the knowledge to build such a thing, so it must be someone from the future. They run into a nearby cave, but on the way in, Namor hits a tripwire, and his ankle gets caught in a trap. And then we see Reed Richards, now with long hair and a big shaggy beard. He stretches out of the cave and starts punching Namor, thinking that Namor and the FF are only imposters. Of course, Sue is thinking the same thing. It might be an imposter, a doppelganger, an alternate future Reed Richards. And Reed is thinking that these versions of the FF are fake because Christoph is supposed to be dead, and the Submariner, he never had a ponytail, and the Human Torch isn't on the team. Reed continues to fight with Ben and Namor, but Sue tries to calm him down by saying, "Reed, please, stop." They stop, they look at each other in the eyes for a while, and they realize each of them is real. So they fall into each other's arms. In an emotional moment, they hug. They've been reunited at last. And Namor looks on, and he's got this expression on his face like, "Oh, shit." So now, Reed is back, for good. Elijah helps Ben off the ground, and he's grumbling that only his pride has been hurt. She says she knows how he feels, and Ben is like, "You do?" Thinking that maybe she knows that he has the hots for her, but she doesn't. "You're choked up about the return of Reed, but you're too stubborn to show it," she says. So not far away, the guy in the eye patch, he reports to his boss, Artabazus, a guy who looks like a Middle Eastern version of the Mandarin. He's been looking for Reed and says that he possesses arcane knowledge and skills which are destined to be his. And to underscore how unimportant this story is and how meaningless this character is, there's a note that this particular storyline will be continued in the pages of FF Unlimited 12. So, let's totally forget about Artabazus, shall we? Back in Reed's cave, he's got electricity thanks to this hydroelectric generator and an array of inventions, the best he can do with the limited resources of the time. He says that Hyperstorm knew what he was doing when he stranded Reed this far in the past, since it will take him countless years to build a fully functional time machine. And how long would it take him to build a fully functional razor? He looks like shit. Kristoff has good news. He's included a mini time transporter in his armor. He'll take them back to 1995. But first, he needs their help to rescue Dr. Doom. Speaking of Dr. Doom, the Doom-controlled Zarkov frees Nathaniel Richards from his captivity. When asked why, Zarko says, "Let me just say, I changed my mind." Next, they decide to team up and prepare a surprise for Hyperstorm, who at that moment is watching them both on a monitor. He knows what's going on and that Dr. Doom has taken over Zarko, and he doesn't care. He's like the honey badger of supervillains. He don't care. Honey, Hyperstorm don't give a shit. He's looking forward to laying a smackdown on Dr. Doom. And that is the end of the issue. To be continued. Next time. So if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. Follow me on my Chatterbait page and my XTube channel. Don't forget to vote for me in the Podcaster with the Sexiest Feet Awards. And don't forget to call any of your living grandparents and tell them to listen to the show. So long, kids. This podcast is over. Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. Want you back, want you back, want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it.